Once again, Major League star Barry Bonds is starting a baseball season tarnished. A new book, Games of Shadows, Barry Bonds, Balco, and the Steroid Scandal That Rocked Professional Sports, traces the slugger's alleged history with enhancement drugs. The book was written by two reporters from the San Francisco Chronicle and is due in stores at the end of the month. But the latest edition of Sports Illustrated, which hits newsstands today, has excerpts. Reporter Tony Cox asked New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden why Barry Bonds seems to be under attack.
Well, you know, Tony, Barry Bonds is probably the most despised athlete in North America. You know, probably if he were a Sammy Sosa type, somebody who, gave the media a little bit more. I'm not saying that we wouldn't be in the middle of the scandal, but I think there would not be such a guillotine edge to it. And I think that it's sort of the continuation of a long line of persecution of black athletes. But that's, we can get
right
to that.
That's another story. We'll get to that in a minute. All right, let's break this Barry Bonds scandal down into digestible parts. How credible is the book and its charges against him?
Well, the book is credible. The authors are credible. I mean, these are two reporters who have been on this trail for years. I mean, they've written more than 100 stories about Barry Bonds. Their work has won a Pulitzer. And, you know, Tom, I think that we have to separate journalistic endeavors and the great role of the media versus what should be done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of things are just great journalistic exercises. And that's what this is. I mean, this is not, it's not new. They put together a lot of their reporting under one roof.
How much should this matter, what they're talking about with regard to Bonds?
Generally, it matters simply because we're in the steroid age of athletics. And I think what this book does is talk about a Wild West time in baseball where everything was sort of permitted. Under the laws of baseball, there was no law.
At the time.
There was no rule
right,
at
correct.
The time governing steroid use.
Well, here's another question for you, because we've talked a lot about black athletes being demonized, and Barry Bonds certainly falls into that category, although he has yet to catch Mike Tyson in terms of being demonized as a black athlete. However, does he not have a responsibility, particularly to young black athletes who look up to him, to serve as some sort of role model?
The short answer is yes. I think that all of us who are conscious African-American men, based on, you know, depending on how we see this, should be great role models. And if, in fact, Barry Bonds, you know, used performance-enhancing drugs, you know, you could say, well, as a black man, I shouldn't have used performance-enhancing drugs. But you could go back to Barry Bonds' foundation. That foundation quietly gives a lot of money to people getting out of prison. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of stuff that his foundation and that he's doing with his money that benefits an African-American community more than just words.
Do you think that in some way Barry Bonds relishes this spotlight, even though it has a lot of negative connotations to it?
That's a great question, because in the era that we're in, there is no bad. You know, this is great reality TV. Having the guy who's chasing Barry Bonds be the object of this posse chasing him, and the 2 weeks before the season ends, his book comes out. And I think at some level, when they're talking about this stuff, for what's good TV and all that, this probably isn't the worst thing that could happen, provided you don't go to prison. I mean, but then again, will they allow cameras in prison? I mean, you know, where does it end?
Bill Roden is a sports columnist with the New York Times. Bill, thanks very much.
Hey, Tom, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was reporter Tony Cox with New York Times columnist Bill Roden.